Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course he's right.
Right. But does Andy Reid owe Dan Campbell an apology?
For what?
For stealing his nuggies? No, for on behalf of Juju Smith-Schuster for the illegal crackback block?
No.
Should he apologize for Patrick Holmes' despicable behavior of taunting in the end zone, not once, not twice, not thrice, but four times?
I pointed it out, and I don't know that I
think there's
despicable.
An apology. I think there's an apology that has to come. We demand it.
You think?
If our coach is going to apologize to him, then their coach should apologize to Dan Campbell.
It's tough because I actually feel a little guilty. I'm trying to figure out these emotions. I got a lot going on, Gator. I'm a very complicated person. Life is coming at me from all kinds of angles.
Are you really that complicated?
But I'm feeling like guilty because I feel like this is just such Homerism talk radio, but it's the entire NFL. You've got independent writers documenting how the Lions got screwed, and here are the seven worst calls, and we got a player that lashed out and was kind of in that moment, all of us, in terms of frustration. As that was game was going on, I'm like, zero penalties. This is, okay, zero penalties in the first half. Wow, that was a clean half. Zero penalties, and we're going to the fourth quarter. Oh, there's the flag for offsides. There's no judgment on offsides, although they missed one on a Lions play where that was shown, where a guy lines up right over the football. It was on the Goff touchdown pass, and Chris Jones is in the neutral zone. And I feel like this is like lowbrow sports talk radio. Oh, we got screwed by the ref. Oh, screwed by the ref. That to me... We don't do a lot of ref topics. You could do it after every loss in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You could have the hometown radio. You do, oh, the ref screwed us. Because there's so much riding on it every shift. But
the only call that I'm like, damn it, on is the touchdown that was called back for the Lions.
Yeah.
When they got, right after it happens, and they're like, what a play. And they, 10 seconds after that, the television crew brought in their own guy, the rules guy. And the rules guy said immediately, that's an illegal formation. He said it immediately. Mm-hmm. So to me, that tells me that is an illegal formation. Whatever they did was wrong. The problem that I have with it that is it took a minute and 14 seconds for them to drop a flag, which tells me that clearly they heard it from on high rather than these guys.
They said they
didn't,
but
they lied.
Well, Campbell said after that New York called, and then the pool reporter who got to talk to the head official said, no, New York did not call.
Right. I think even Goff said something in his post-game comments, like he thought that came from up high.
Well, because that's the only reasonable explanation why they huddled up for like almost 2 minutes or whatever.
I want to raise the curtain here a little bit. Yesterday we sat around after the show and we're like, okay, how do we ask Goff about the officiating? And the way, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we have to. And he's not going to answer. And I think we're going to say, you don't have to answer. And then ask him the question. And if he's dead silent, he's dead silent. Because Jared's smart and Jared doesn't need to, you know.
Well, we're going
to
go all the president's men.
I don't know.
If you don't answer, I'll take that to be a yes.
Blink twice if you hate the officials, Jared. I don't know what we're going to do. But Bernard, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bernard.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
Listen, man.
Hey, Bernard, I don't know if you got us on speaker, but we can barely hear you, bud.
Oh, can you hear me now?
That's not my. Now you sound really underwater. But hey, let's why don't you get off speaker and figure it out. We'll get back to you. Andy in Fowlerville, what's up, Andy?
Hey guys, I guarantee you that guy that called in and said he's a big Kansas City fan, he wasn't sitting at some Detroit bar when Mahomes taunted him in the end zone there and said, yeah, I'm going to taunt him, or he'd have got the Branch treatment for one. And we love Brian Branch. We couldn't believe we got him when we got him. I mean, he is such a great player, but we know we can't do that, but every one of us would have done that. I mean, there's a time in everybody's life where you've made the mistake of, I'm just going to do this anyway. I'll pay for it. Unfortunately, you're going to pay for it, in a game that we probably could really use him.
I find it hard to believe that it was unprovoked. He's walking off the field. He just wants to get off the field, and Juju Smith-Schuster is standing in front of him and clearly says something to him. What did he say? Was it just like good game, and then it gets clocked? I mean, it's like, all right, that's a little cheap. But if it wasn't good game, which I doubt it was good game, whatever he said, he knows it's a powder keg situation, and maybe he was just provoking. Like John Jansen said this morning, he used to do that all the time to players, to get under their skin. He knew there were guys that would fly off the handle, and that's what happened.
And he'll never let us know what was said to him, ever.
Well, it'd be nice to find out. Look, I thought just Chiefs guy was completely incongruent with his, all this crying. We do get the calls, but all this crying. I'm like, dude.
I think, Gator, that the trigger, I think what happened was he was still pissed about the block, the illegal block, Brian Branch was, and he got triggered when he saw Juju coming onto the field celebrating and the antics, and he's like, you know what? Now I'm going to hit him because I can't get penalized for it, right? There's not going to be no flag because the game's over.
No, just a suspension.
Yeah, exactly. It was a moment of weakness. He's human. I think the silver lining in this, and I may be wrong, so tell me if you think I'm wrong here. I think this is the point where Branch gets it. You know what I mean? Where he doesn't do stuff like this anymore. I think that the talking by Campbell, the suspension from the NFL, he admitted immediately after the game it was childish. He should have never done it. I think maybe we get a more controlled Brian Branch moving forward.
You got to find a way to play with that edge, but not cross the line. I went back and watched his post-game news conference after the double bird situation. He said, that's not me. It'll never happen again. And okay, so that's checked off. He won't give the double bird anymore. Now the post-game fight's checked off. He won't do that. But is there something else he's going to do, right?
I mean, he might karate kick someone. I'm not going to rule that out.
Bernard, let's try again. What's up, man?
Can you hear me better now?
Bernard, we can't. Just barely. I don't know what's up with your phone, man.
Yeah. All right, man.
Sorry, Bernard.
Yeah, well, it came back there at the end. What are you trying to say?
No. What came back with the underwater sound?
What's going on there with Bernard's phone, man?
Bad phone.
Sorry, Bernard.
Bad service. Bad area.
It's a bad area?
Bad cheese.
Does anybody ever have a bad area that they're on their phone and it breaks up all the time? That ever happened?
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
248-539-9797. Oh, who do we got next here? We got Zach in Clarkston. You're on 97.1. What's up, Zach?
Hey there. I was calling about Brian Branch, and it was pretty much all game long, man. There is a play where Kansas City's backed up in their own end zone, and Brian Branch gets popped in the back, nowhere near the ball by Juju Smith-Schuster. Patrick Mahomes celebrating in his face, dropping the ball in the end zone. He was pretty much provoked all game long, man.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that we haven't seen yet, and I've wondered about, is did Brian Branch do something to Juju Smith-Schuster before that? Did he do something to Patrick Mahomes before that? Because the Patrick Mahomes play, he lets up. He's sprinting over. Mahomes is going to score. He lets up. They bump him, and now Patrick is taunting him. And I think Patrick knows he can get away with it. I think Patrick Mahomes, I don't believe in conspiracies, okay? I do wonder if just the human nature of some sort of cult of personality and celebrity is making the Chiefs get away with more.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. I was talking to my buddy about it. Pretty much all season long, Brian Branch is a little out of character this season, it seems like, man. He got a strip sack taken from Hutch, a couple nonsense penalties, so he's one of my favorite players, man, but I'd like for him to buckle it down a little bit.
Well, as Kank said, maybe this is that moment. We all in our lives have I gotta change moments, right?
Gator hasn't changed at all. He has yet to hit that moment. He's, what are you talking about, Doug?
I'm just sitting here. Unevolved.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen you evolve. I've seen you evolve a lot. And I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll move on because I don't want to turn this into Ref Radio 24/7. Let's do the big old tub of pretzels next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.